to advertise, email podcast@thisisvechi.com.
Release yourself from order and logic and enter a new place. It's not work. It's not home. Here, no maps have been drawn. No books have been written. Nothing is certain. Everything is possible. Welcome to podcast and chill with Matt G.
I'm assuming this doesn't end well.
So unlike Sol, me, I keep my promises. We've been waiting for the Soliano t-shirts for how long now? 1,000 years, 10 years.
Yes, the COVID happened. Yeah. Like, Kumbula,
COVID.
But the COVID, COVID slowed down a lot of things.
Hey, so I come bearing gifts. Finally, here are the books.
Yes.
Finally, the books.
Here's the books.
Shout out, my God.
Wow.
Oh, shit. Finally.
Ghost lady, it's a waste. She can't read, so.
It's a waste. No, I can read this year. This year I can
we'll
read.
Ask our descendants, has she done reading the book 400 years from now? Make sure that everybody else will continue. That's in 8 years.
So make sure you get the book. It's the fastest selling book in the country right now. So get it.
Bro.
I know everybody's broke right now, but at the end of the month, cop yourself a book before it sells out. Appreciate everybody that's bought the book so far. Do write a comment, by the way, and let us know what you thought about the book, whether you enjoyed it, whether you didn't, it really doesn't matter. But yeah,
beautiful.
It's out there, man.
So so it says the publishing house is MGNK. I'm assuming that's you and Nico's
yes,
abbreviations.
Yes.
Beautiful stuff, man.
Yeah.
Shout out. How difficult is it to set up a publishing house?
Oh, it's easy, man. It's like a company.
Just, okay, you register a company and then...
Yeah.
My catering company can be a publishing thingy as well.
Yeah, you have to distinguish what kind of company it is when you register.
Oh, yeah.
But
nice,
it's pretty
one,
simple,
man.
It took us like 5 minutes. Then we got a bank account. Boom.
That's it.
Rocking and rolling.
Dope, man.
And that's for printing purposes and distribution.
What, 100%.
What does it cover?
Both.
Okay, yeah. Nice.
And then you get someone to print.
Yes.
Who prints?
Nick took care of that, man.
Oh, yeah. It's his field, his experience.
I'm just here to tell people to buy. That's all I got to do. My job is done.
That's it.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are back. Soliano's here. Ghost Lady is here. Titi is here joining us. Is that special? Is there something happening? Eh?
It's Zile.
Oh, shit. Sorry, man. Zile, man. Fuck.
No. Was that a genuine...
shit, man. You know, these Popo guys all look the same, man.
Zile in the
house. Zile Weezy is in the
house.
Tato's here. Shots is here. Neo's here. Dudu's here. Simpiwe is here. What do you guys want to start, man? You want to start with the TikTok ban? Huh? Huh? Hey, it's going crazy,
bro. What's
going
on there by TikTok?
So Chinese owner ByteDance has said it plans to shut off the app for its 170 million US users by Sunday after facing pressure from the Joe Biden administration. The app is being banned on national security grounds because of concerns that its data could be collected by the Chinese Communist Party. So this is how the US government would remove TikTok strategically. The legislation does not forbid use of the app, but would require tech giants such as Apple and Google to stop offering it and inhibit updates, which analysts suggest would kill it over time. And I must say, the content creators in America are not happy, man. Let me play this clip, man.
Shame,
they
man.
Are livid, bro.
They were doing like a funeral, TikTok funeral things.
Yeah.
Like, they were trending. Shame.
Let me find that video. Where's that video? Okay, cool. But they're not happy, bro.
They were able to ban this app before they were able to do anything about Flint, Michigan. They were able to agree on banning this app before giving aid to Puerto Rico. Forget the medical industry or the fact that they haven't done anything to solve school shootings.
40,000 Americans die every single year because they can't afford f***ing health insurance, but our government's worried about an app.
Where is our rage? Where is the anger that should come with this moment?
Help, please! Children are dying! Help!
Help me.
How do we stop
this? We need all the
help.
Okay, gosh, look here. We just signed this. This should help everything. Take it.
Thank you. Thank you so much. We needed a real change. Thank you. Oh my gosh,
I've already decided if they ban TikTok, I'm opening up a Chinese bank account. Yeah, you don't want them to have my information. I'm gonna fund their fucking country, you stupid whack ass bitch. Because my thing is this, most of the shit that we buy already comes from China anyways. Let's just cut out the middleman.
This app has enabled me to raise over $90,000 for various charities and people in my time here.
Bam. Fuck you, US government.
How fucking funny would it be if they ban TikTok and then we all move to the actual Chinese version of TikTok?
And that's what people have started doing, man. So if you check in the app thing,
yeah,
they downloaded like the Chinese version of TikTok. So it's not number one.
There's a Chinese version of TikTok?
Yeah, there is.
So I think it's called English?
Red Note. No, it's Chinese. It's for Chinese people.
Oh, wow. So... Yeah.
So Americans are downloading that. It's now the number one downloaded app.
But the same thing is going to happen because the US have a problem with the fact that the government in China, and there's no like Protection of Information Act, like we've got Poppy here. They can just tell or demand the information of their users from any company. So if it's still a Chinese company, it's the same problem. Then they'll ban it again.
And the thing is, Americans are just bullies, man. These guys.
Yeah.
Because they're banning TikTok in the disguise that they don't want Chinese people to have information about
Americans. The government,
and whatever.
Yeah.
But that's literally what every social media does.
It does.
Instagram,
yeah.
Facebook, all of them. They all have information. Uber, all of them, bro.
Yeah, but I think the government can't then demand that information from companies. Companies, I think, still can keep the information private. That's the difference.
Yeah, they say that, but you know what these companies do,
yeah,
dude.
True.
They sell our information.
The government wants your shit, they'll hit them with a court order saying we demand the information.
Mm.
It's for an investigation and it's of national security.
Mm. I saw a clip, I don't know how true it is, that Mark Zuckerberg had actually gone on to the lens of, he had gone to China, obviously with the bid to try and gain and get access to TikTok or buy TikTok from them. And he had moved that side, learned Mandarin, you know, just
for real?
Yeah.
Wow.
Like he had really tried, and obviously in this the failing and then coming back, it was like, okay, guess it was the thing of let's ban TikTok since we were not able to retrieve it from them.
Mm.
I don't know how true it is, but I saw a clip like that.
But also many countries have banned TikTok.
For real?
Yeah. I know there's some ban in India. Then some countries have just banned it from like public. If you work for the government, you can't go on TikTok with a public phone or computer. Yeah. Because of the same reasons. And I know in France, there was a consideration to ban it because apparently it's addictive and
yeah,
you know, like the kind
addictive
of stuff people
yeah.
watch and everybody from adults to kids, it's just, yeah.
For me, I think it should be a wake up call, especially to like content creators, influencers and stuff like that.
Because mm-hmm.
it just shows we're living on like borrowed time, you know, if they can just ban an app like that. And imagine, like, so many people eat and
earn from it. Their livelihoods.
Like, imagine if there was no YouTube, dog. We'd
it's
be
like
fucked,
a,
dog.
Like
oh, yes.
Account.
Oh, fuck. You would be fucked, dog.
Yo. Where are we going?
Ah, guys.
SBC Plus.
Yeah. Yo. That is nuts, eh?
It just shows, dog.
Yeah, that like you can operate and operate. It's like an office you've rented, and one day you come and everything is locked, and it's like you can't work here, you can't do anything.
Mm.
It's out of your hand. That's fucked up.
But I gotta say, because it's no secret that TikTok had a huge chunk of the share market in terms of apps all over the world. So I think maybe that's another reason why they're trying to shut it down.
Yeah, true. Because
Facebook is not the same.
Oh no.
And Instagram. Also, they own it. It's an American thing. Like, but you know, America, I full cooler with a lot of things.
Oh, yeah.
And if something comes, especially from a country that they're not so friendly with, such as China, you're right. They're just using this little security thing. But it's all just a pissing contest.
Yeah,
and who's got
course.
Bigger balls and
hey,
bigger
but
dicks.
China's crazy, man. I heard a story that they went to Range Rover, right? So they said to Range Rover that, hey, guys, come to China. We'll make your cars, you know, we'll... do your cars and
assemble them in China,
everything, right? So then Range Rover set up shop in China, right?
Oh, damn. Mm.
And then the Chinese, like, were figuring out how the Range Rover thing works, whatever. And then within 6 months, they terminated the contract and started making their own Range Rover.
Yeah, I want J. Cole. Yeah, there's so many. For real.
I believe that. All these cars from China, Hashem, they run on the league
and
of the Range Rover.
And it looks just like a Range Rover.
Exactly.
Feels just like a Range Rover. Range Rover
for a fraction of the price.
What is it? I've said, yeah.
J-Co or something.
Is it J-Tour? No,
J-Tour. J-Tour, yes.
Yeah, it's coming like with fire, eh?
A Discover Range Rover.
It's a Range Rover from Timu.
Would you get one of those Chinese cars, bro?
Yeah, I would. That technology is amazing. The thing is, I was in an Omoda C9, right? Which is like the new bigger Omoda. The technology is really amazing. And it feels luxurious. I just don't know in the next 4 or 5 years. But I would. And also, who wants to keep a car now for like 5 years anyway? You know? Yeah. You'll just change
but
it.
I heard they spend more time at the workshop than you actually spend driving
it.
You just move in. When you buy the car, you bring a couch, you bring a bed, move it to the dealership. Be ready. That's where you're going to live the rest of your life, at the dealership.
Yeah. Speaking about technology, I heard this crazy story, man. I don't know if you guys saw this, right?
Yeah.
But a French woman named Anne claims she was scammed using AI-generated pictures and videos of Brad Pitt to the tune of $850,000. That's about 60 million rands.
Yeah, that's a lot of money.
Bro, this AI is getting crazy, man. It's getting out of hand, bro. So this is how she got scammed, right? Mm. So in the report, it says, Anne said her ordeal began when she downloaded Instagram in Feb 2023, when she was still married to a wealthy entrepreneur. She was immediately contacted by someone who said they were Pitt's mother, Jane Etta, who told Anne her son needed a woman just like her. Somebody pretending to be Pitt got in touch the next day, which set off alarm bells for Anne. But as someone who isn't very used to social media, I didn't really know what was happening to me, she said. At one point, Brad Pitt said he tried to send her luxury gifts, but that he was unable to pay customs on them.
Of course.
As his bank accounts were frozen due to his divorce proceedings with actor Angelina Jolie, prompting Anne to transfer £9,000, which is about 200,000 rands, to the scammers.
Damn, bruh.
The request for money ramped up to the fake Pitt told Anne he needed cash to pay for a kidney cancer treatment, sending her multiple AI-generated photos of Brad Pitt in a hospital bed. I looked at those photos up on the internet but couldn't find them, so I thought that maybe you're taking those selfies just for me. So, bro, it seems to me she was trying to find a Marco Penny, but then she ended up in the pits.
She didn't even meet the pits.
You know what I mean? How crazy is that, though, bro?
Nah, but some people, bro, I don't want to lie, man, like, you know, sometimes if you're so, like, gullible, you deserve it, man. You deserve to get scammed like that. Bro, why would Brad Pitt, of all people, inbox you on Facebook or Instagram and ask you for money? Like, what does your logic tell you? Like, doesn't Brad Pitt's friends?
Like George Clooney. Where's George Clooney in this?
Yeah, exactly.
Or any other actor and actress, like, they're in Hollywood. Now, all of a sudden, you have to be the hero.
Dude, George Clooney, he's got an ocean of friends, like so many. All 13 of them, right?
Yeah, all 13 like, of them.
Why would Brad Pitt come to you, dude? Like, so for me, it's like, nah, man. And also, you've never video called this person, right? You've never video called this person. Like, shouldn't alarm bells be going off? This story reminds me of those ladies in KZN. They were scammed 97,000 rands.
Jeez.
By a pilot that they've never met, a pilot from LA, that they've spoken to on Facebook. Surely red flags start going up when someone you've never met, you've been talking to, never had a conversation with, video call, asks you for money. Even worse, it's Brad Pitt.
But so, let's be honest. These things catch you at your weakest time. At your most vulnerable, weakest time, where you're not thinking, where you least expect that this is a scam.
Anne, is that you?
Hey, Anne.
No, but I'm just saying how we fall for scams. Yes, when we talk about it after the aftermath, and you'd be like, yo, so this, all of this happened and you're not aware. At that point, this person was literally thinking, let me just be helpful. Let me just help. I've got the money. I've got the provision, maybe. Let me just help.
And the photos and the videos didn't help, you know?
And no, she did say she tried Googling the photos to see if this guy's
using pictures that are
from Google, but turns out they were not on Google.
Yes, yeah. That's the last straw that made her realize that maybe this is a scam. That very end. So
what happened to her marriage? Because it says she was still married to the rich guy. She's still married to that guy. What happened to the
marriage? No, I think she got divorced from the rich guy. Oh. And that's why she got so much money.
So much money. Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, guys, you must be careful, man. Yeah.
Oh, I get you. Okay.
Like, a lot of guys do this. And you know, you find she got scammed probably by some guy in Hillbro or somewhere in Sunnyside or whatever. That's what Oaks do. They literally sit the whole day in an internet cafe, pretend to be somebody else. One common one, which I've seen with my own eyes, where a guy pretended to be a white soldier in the US. And, well, not in the US, from the US, but he's in Iraq or whatever. You know when America does American shit and invades countries. And these guys will literally, Nigerian guys or whatever guys in an internet cafe, will create these things and target maybe widows. I don't know how they get the information, but a lot of times it happens.
Yeah. Are you getting scammed by this, Dudu? Are you falling for this scam? Eh? Would you?
I don't know. I don't think so. I doubt it. Eh? I'm not a, what do you call a person that's easily impressed by worldly things. Oh. I'm not that type of person.
It's not even there to do. It's not about being impressed. Know, right? Someone just is telling you that they need something.
And maybe it's someone you have a...
Someone, I don't know. I don't think so.
It's a story you can resonate
Bella,
with.
I get scammed by people I know. That's fine. You know, it's part of it.
Hold on.
We have scammed Mega.
Who's scammed me that you know? Who's
Piwe when Zani happens? Like brothers, you know? Who's Piwe?
It's okay. Yeah, that's not scamming. It's your brothers.
Yeah, and one company that are not scammers is Hollywood Bets.
Oh, yeah.
Shout out to Hollywood Bets, man. Ace the race and ringing the new year with a chance to win a share of 3 million rands. Join the Spina Zonke jackpot race and grab your share of prizes. Simply bet 2 rand or more on selected habanero slots every Wednesday, Friday, and Saturday between 8:30 p.m. and 10:30 p.m. 3 million rands is up for grabs. Don't miss a chance to win big. Promotion ends the 31st of January, 2025. Sign up now with our promo code CHILLERS and claim your 25 rand free bonus plus 50 free spins to get started. T's and C's do apply. Hollywood Bet supports responsible gambling. No persons under the age of 18. What you got for us, Ghost Lady?
Alrighty. So, guys, I don't know how you feel about this story. So, Method Man, remember him? Method Man.
Yeah.
The rapper.
Wu-Tang
the
rapper.
Yes. Mm. So, he's. I was arrested for allegedly beating up his daughter's boyfriend. The reports making rounds suggest that the rapper caught up with the boyfriend of his daughter at a gym before punching him up. Method Man has denied those allegations, though. This was just the story. Like, obviously, do you think he was in the wrong? Because clearly something had happened.
It depends,
as a father,
man.
Defending, it's like you're defending your daughter. I don't know. It is. Do you think he had a case here?
Things I don't know, man. But like, as a father, the only time I'd beat up anyone who had anything with my daughter is if they harmed her in any way,
exactly.
Right? We don't have enough facts to know what had happened, but that's the only reason, man, I see myself beating up someone or my daughter's boyfriend one day.
Yeah, but some of these young guys are disrespectful, man. They need a slap or two, man. What the hell are these kids, man? You know what I mean?
Who's who in the zoo, man?
Yeah,
but that's the only thing. There's so much like things that are vague in that story,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, there's
but,
no
like,
details. It's just about that alleged incident and, of them, him beating up the boyfriend of the daughter.
I cannot even imagine if someone beat up my daughter, man. Oh my goodness, I'd lose my mind, dude.
Flat out torch the earth, bro. Like if someone laid a hand on my kid, bro. Like what the fuck, man? That's my child, you know. And that's why, like, sometimes when I see Oaks hit, like, you know, their wives or whatever, I'm like, yo, dog, that person has brothers, a father, who are going to come wanting answers. You know what I mean? And sometimes, you know, they will just come and so it's always like, it's been the man when you hit somebody else. And I'm like, dog, that's someone's, like, you can't fuck up everyone, you know?
Yeah.
So that's the only time, and that would make sense if someone touched his daughter and he's avenging.
Are you guys watching the new Big Brother season? Have you started?
Hey! Done, bro. Yeah. Congratulations! Hey! Watching, but I did see you online, and they were so happy to have Chilla's punch. Eh?
Yeah, it's crazy, yes, man. What a way to start the year, right?
Yo, dog.
Yeah,
that is massive, bro.
For me,
I'm just happy to drink that people resonate with, because I remember when we were in the house, and I'm not dissing them, but there was this drink, Shop Shop, right?
Yeah, but
Alcohol shop. There was a drink shop shop. Never heard of it. First time. And these other new drinks. But when we came out the house, not a lot of people were drinking it. You couldn't find it. And you're like, what is this? You know?
Yeah.
So to see if like a relatable drink that you'll find all over the place.
Oh,
man,
nice.
That is fucking dope.
Shout out, man. Shout out.
Shout out
to DSTV. Shout out to Big Brother. I'm actually watching the show and I think this season is going to be fire, bro. There's a couple that already had sex within the first week.
Yeah.
Oh, they're not wasting time, Chief.
Are you for real?
They're rocking, Chief. There's already been a fight. One of the contestants that I like so far is there's a color girl called Ashley. Oh, she's beautiful, gorgeous girl, man.
Mm-hmm.
So she had a fight with like this girl's like, she's like the loudmouth in the house. She's
there's always that one.
Yeah, she's like the mother, always ordering people, always has something to say. She's very loud, opinionated.
Yeah.
So they had like a fight. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And then I wanted to ask you, bro, because during the fight, the colored girl kept saying, your master boos, whatever.
Yes.
And then she said, your Naya. What's your Naya? What is that? Your Naya.
Your Nayer. I know tonight, isn't tonight to fuck? Your Nayer. So
you're like
fucker. Yeah, I think so. Yeah. Like, I think you fuck. What did you think it meant?
I don't know, bro. Because I've always heard colored people say that, but I never knew what it meant.
Yeah. Because I know tonight someone is like, hukota. Right? It's Hukota in the right city. Hukota.
He wouldn't know anything about that. He's young, man.
Oh.
How? Muna.
You're Naya.
I think that's what it means, man. Yeah. I haven't seen it though, but there's a character, interesting character. That Mbuzi guy is quite funny.
Oh, he's a chiller.
Dope, man. I haven't gotten into it. I need to really watch it. I did see snippets of the premiere episode. That's why
when
I saw Mbuzi.
I think they were talking about the podcast one episode, and he was
dope.
Like, he likes the podcast.
Oh, shout out.
Because we speak our mind and all that stuff.
Nice.
Yeah. What was crazy for me is when they walked in the first night, oh my goodness, bro. These girls are looking gorgeous, bro, with the makeup and the dresses and whatnot.
Mm-hmm.
And then I woke up the next day. I'm like, where are those pretty people, dog? Because the makeup was gone. I couldn't recognize them, dog.
It's the true colors, boy. It's the true colors.
Makeup is a scam, dog.
Makeup was a huge scam.
Is anyone watching Big Brother? Did you realize that? No one else. Wow, bro. I'm like, who are these people?
Which season of Big Brother is this?
Yeah. Last night, before I fell asleep, they were playing We Listen, We Don't Judge. Gee, some of the stuff that was coming out there is wild, bro.
Oh, damn.
And you know, during that game, you can't judge.
Yes, but people
were like saying, I slept with a sibling.
No way.
There's a gay guy who slept with the father and the dad. Hey, man. Some wild shit came out of that game.
He slept with the father and the dad.
Father and the son.
Ah.
And the son was better, apparently. Imagine.
Why is he judging?
Wait, a dude slept with another dude's dad and the son.
Yeah. Mm. There's a white gay guy there. His name is Tyrone, yes.
Jesus.
Imagine, bro.
Nah, that's messed up, man.
Hey, it's so hard not to judge during that game, bro. Because some of the stuff they say, man. It's like, what the fuck?
It's a trap. Don't play it. It's a trap.
It's a no-no. Like, we're over that game now. We judge because we judge.
What else you got for us,
because lady? At the end of the day.
And we never played that game, eh?
Yeah.
Should have played it during the December.
We should have. We'll listen, we don't judge.
Let's play it now.
Zila, you start.
Hey.
Zila, you start.
Hey.
Zila, start. Give Zila the mic there. Let's go, Zila. We listen, we don't judge. Let's go.
Okay.
You see the bars high, ne?
Yeah.
Don't come with, I lost my virginity last week. None of that bullshit.
I once had a crush on one of the crew members.
Whoa!
You once had a crush on
everyone in general, as long as you're part of the network, not necessarily behind the scenes, you know.
Yeah. Can you tell us who it was?
No, you don't judge.
No, now I want to guess.
I think
is it Yanda?
We don't judge.
That's not how the game works.
Oh,
that's a wrap. The game. We're done with the game.
Yes, I love this game. I love this game.
But he said the crew.
Yeah.
He he said the crew.
Yeah.
And our crew consists of men.
Of
so,
niggas,
hey,
yes.
We don't judge. We do not judge. We do not judge.
We don't judge. We don't judge.
Yay. And shit and shit.
And shit and shit. We don't judge.
One guy came out and said he got rimmed once. Would you say that on national TV, bro? Yeah.
So rimming is which one?
Yeah.
Licking your anus.
Yeah.
But by
you'd mention that.
If I did it.
I'm taking that to the grave, man.
No, but you're rimmed by like your woman, like that's nothing wrong. It's just you're kinky. You explore, you're pushing the limits.
His legs were up here.
Okay, when you say it like that. There's no other way of getting rimmed. You need to have your legs up.
Yeah, how do you access the ass?
Yo, bending over is worse.
Mm. Can you picture it?
Yes, I do. Yeah, no. Hey.
Has anyone rimmed here in the room? Or been rimmed? Ah, Zile.
We said we're not judging Selena.
Anyway, what else you got for us, ghost lady?
Okay, so guys, there was a TikToker who was facing a lot of backlash, saying that people from Tembisa are leaving their own malls in their own community to fill up Mall of Africa. And further saying that he became claustrophobic. This is in his Zimbabwean, right? He was in Mall of Africa.
Why you gotta say Zimbabwe?
No, because that's what he was facing backlash. Zimbabwe. Who's feeling claustrophobia? In Mall of Africa, in South Africa, you know? So he lost a lot of, like 1,000 of subscribers.
Oh, shit.
On that, just that within days, just since. But then he since apologized, even though it was. The apology was, if I offended you, I'm sorry.
Yeah, he mustn't apologize because he meant it.
Yeah.
And you know.
Because I guess it was saying that, you know, it was just dry humor, you know, just.
Who's this TikToker? What's his name?
Is it that name? Ndoisile.
What does he do? What does he do?
He's based in South Africa and a TikToker. Like,
do you know him, Zile? Yeah, once in. Oh shit!
On your show?
No, not on our show. Like we were doing like interviews around Bram, so like we met him and we just interviewed him.
What did you think about that story?
What I felt, honestly, because if you feel like people are disturbing your peace and you're feeling claustrophobia, you must go somewhere. That's why you see some people relocate to Santane because they want peace. You know, you can't just go where you know people are going to be crowded and you say, no, it's taking my space. It's like complaining while you're in a taxi, someone is screenshotting you. Buy a car.
Mm.
Yeah, true.
You get me?
Or stay at home.
Yeah, stay home. Mm. So yeah, that was my take. Or, you know, that's a public thing.
And why are Tembisa people catching strays, bro?
Dog shame, poor Tembisa people. And it's using Brown, but it complains about crowds. That's another thing as well. Like, that's one of the most crowded places you'll find. It just doesn't make sense to me, man.
Bro, who's the biggest TikToker?
Which is good is he's got an option of still going back to Zimbabwe. Clearly, Zimbabwe is very
there's way more space.
There's more space in Zim.
Yeah, and there's no one. You know, like, everybody's this side.
Yeah.
So, why don't you go to Zim? I'm sure most of Zim are empty. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, how more?
How?
So like, what? Who's
the biggest TikToker in the country, Zile?
I don't know, man. To be honest, the last time I checked, I just know the top 10. There's Lasizwe, there's Spogutle, but it's like white tech people, and also this other girl called Zayen is also in the top 10.
Mm.
Yeah, so I just know that there's a couple of in SA, right?
Yeah, in SA. But you don't get paid on TikTok, ne?
Oh, guys, you know, TikTok is like, it's technical. So, for example, when you do lives, you get paid. You also have subscriptions. Just that people don't have the knowledge, like, to push it. There's also TikTok services whereby you can create a series and subscribe. And people, I remember I had one subscriber on TikTok for once. Like, they pay 30 rents every month. So, yeah. When you go live, you can make, like, people make gang money. You see those tap the screen things?
Yeah.
People make money. Like,
it's a take it like it.
Yeah. Like, they make money. There was a time, Yeah, like I remember when I was used to go live, it used to be like nice, you know. And a lot of people in SA, some people leave their jobs because of TikTok lives.
Wow. And shit.
I remember
then it closes down, imagine.
And one of the creators told me that like when they dropped the live, they made like 25K.
No way.
So that 25K, where does it come from? From people donating?
Yeah, from people donating basically.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it comes to your account through PayPal and stuff like that. Yeah,
it sounds complicated, man. I'm gonna stick to YouTube, man. Yeah, yeah.
I get fascinated. Who's this TikToker who has people on chokehold? It's Dominique. Oh. How people are losing jobs? What's the fascination there?
I mean, I thought you guys knew. I just don't. I know the creator, but I didn't know that like he make it's a transgender, ne? Yeah. So I don't think so every time you offend the person, they always like retaliate. You know what I'm saying? So it's like a whole saga. Just that.
Whoa, I'm lost.
Slow down. Yeah.
Yeah.
Slow
yeah
down,
okay. Go there's back. A transgender.
Yeah.
There's a transgender guy.
Oh, doo-doo.
Who's getting people fired?
No.
Yeah. So essentially, there's a. Content creator, his name is Dominique Zaka. She is transgender.
Okay. Transgender, right? Female.
Yes. Okay. From male to female.
Okay, right? Cool.
And so what happens is that she's a very opinionated person, you know, goes live, you know, very outspoken. And then obviously when you're on live, someone is going to comment something off, you know, we're in South Africa, you know, someone's going to say a slur or something.
Oh, yes.
Oh, okay, yeah.
She will find where you work,
ooh,
who your relatives are, if you pass like, high school.
One of those.
Like, she will do all of that. And then people usually lose their jobs, essentially.
Oh, but good for her. Good for her.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Well,
if you're going to say shit like that.
Getting out there. Yeah. Bamtuga, right?
Yes, yeah, like...
Yeah, essentially, you know. Because obviously in SA, we're still adapting to the whole... thing, right? So Uzo posted this, but Babu Dominique, you know, all those things, and that's offensive. No, please, sorry. No.
But I say kudos to her, man. If you're gonna dish it out, you should be able to take it as well.
Yeah, true, man. You know what's up. You can't just get away with anything now. Even that lady got fired now, apparently.
Which one? Oh, the ANC lady.
The Fly Safe.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, the ANC one. Yeah, yes, she did say, you know who I am. Please check.
Yes.
Apparently she got fired.
No, she did.
Bro.
She did immediately, bro.
For real?
Yeah, you can't be doing that shit now in 2025, bro.
Dude. And I remember talking to the Fly Safe ladies because I had a flight literally on that week, day after. And they said, sadly, if the girls pursue it in court, they'll need to pursue it on their own. Like, Fly Safe is not, you know, going to, like, defend their own. So they need to, like, pursue the case on their own, which I quite found to be disturbing because, I mean, they were violated on the job. You know what I mean? So you'd think the company would fork out the legal fees, you know, to defend their own. So, shame, man.
Speaking about money, man, if you want to start trading, make sure you download and register the Okta app. Hey, by the way, if you want to start trading, make sure you download and register on the Okta app. And the cool thing, Pinduka, is you can start trading with just $25.
That's not the only cool thing. Like, I mean, if you've got the $25, it's so quick and hassle-free to transact, meaning quick deposit and quick withdrawals. I mean, what I like about Okta, they even provide local payment options.
Dope. Another thing I like is the advanced charting and analysis, which means the Okta Trading app offers advanced charting tools and technical indicators to help you analyze market trends and make informed trading decisions. Real-time price updates and customized charting features enhances your trading experience.
Now, when it comes to the actual trading, I mean, they've got like a wide array and instruments of things you could trade on.
Wow.
They've got over 150 stock assets. Mm. If you're into crypto and you want to trade that, they've got over 30 crypto assets, as well as... 30 currency pairs. That's if you're into the Forex stuff. And then, you can even trade on metals and indices.
Nice. So, like, trading, like, it can be done on your mobile, so on the go, which means that you are able to do this as you're on the go, allowing you to stay connected to the markets and manage your positions wherever you are. This flexibility ensures convenience and timely execution for trades.
Beautiful. So start trading right now. Register in the Okta Trading app using the link in the description below. And don't forget to use our promo code MACG100 to get 100% bonus on your deposit. That's MACG100. Trade responsibly. Mm-hmm. All right, Coast Lady, what else you got for us?
Okay.
Oh, and then?
Okay. An interesting story that I came across, guys. So the guy with the highest IQ in the world, and his IQ is at 276. His name is Young Hoon Kim, 35-year-old from Korea. And he says that for him, basically it says, the higher your IQ, the better, it's always good for you to like consume gossip content. Okay. You understand?
Why?
Just to help with your anxiety. It just helps you de-stress. Remember, these are people who are very, you know, they are brilliant. You know, their mind is working over time. And their way, one of their ways that they enjoy just to de-stress and, you know, just to just refresh themselves is to what? Consume gossip. So it made me very happy that I'm servicing the highest, you know, like the intellect of this world. So please, when I'm sharing gossip here, you must know that I know, Shem, I'm servicing the most intelligent. On average, basically, like the average IQ is about 100.
Yeah.
And your great, the ones who are said to be good, it's like 160. So imagine this guy is like staggering at like over 200. Like,
what's your IQ?
I don't know. Eh?
I don't know.
I've never taken an IQ test
before. Where do you test your IQ?
But I'm feeling 300s. It must
be. Is it?
That's rigged.
Can we do an IQ test and come back with the results next week?
Yeah, actually, we can.
Yeah, can you send us a link?
I think
we'll
I'm going to be top three. I'll tell you that. Me?
No, but we must all be in the same vicinity so no one cheats. And it must have the same link, same time.
Also, we're taking the same test.
Yeah, we must take the same test.
Yeah. Okay, cool.
Yeah.
Damn.
All of us. All of us, you guys.
Oh, even the crew.
Yeah, even the crew.
Ah, that's unfair. You know Neo's going to win, man. Neo's.
Not even the crew, all of us.
Okay. I mean, I feel like I'm going to be in the top three. I'm very bright, guys. Mm. Don't underestimate me. You're bright, huh?
That's why you love gossip.
Yes.
Can you see? You look bright. Yeah. We see you.
I've never, but I think yours is quite high as well.
Yeah. Not really. That's maybe average above average.
Is it the information you know or problem solving? Like, if you know a lot of things.
I know what you mean.
Yeah.
I'm not sure, eh?
Yes,
whether it's based on like what you know or it's based on how, like, on lateral thinking and being able to solve problems.
Because if it's what you know, then I'm fucked. Wabon.
Yes. Mm. But it's how to approach a problem that... Steady!
How are you fucked with what you know?
I don't know a lot, man. If you know too much, it's a problem.
Ignorance is bliss.
Yeah, the less you know, the better.
So it says that to calculate a person's IQ, you take the person's mental age. Mm. So there's a test that you'll take and it'll tell you your mental age. Mm. Right? You start with that test.
Mental age?
Mm. Yes, like as in...
Or like you got a kid's brain, like you're childish.
Yes, marumtala. Oh. Yes.
I see.
Essentially. Yeah. Oh. So you take the person's
That's
mental
offensive.
Age.
Sorry, you have an age of a 6-year-old. You have a brain of a 6-year-old. Oh, okay.
Yeah. Yeah. So you take the person's mental age and divide it by their chronological age. So meaning your actual age.
Okay.
And then next, you divide that number by 100. So for example, if a person has a mental age of 11 and they are 9 years old, the equation will be 11 divided by 9 times 100, which equals to 122. That's their IQ.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, let's do that, man.
Yeah, interesting.
So can't we average for each other? Ngathi mentality yakho.
Ngubani mina mangibhekile.
I know when ukhulile vele, you above me.
Ha!
Above 55.
Do, I do above 55.
What do you mean?
Ah, what's on kulisa, dude, yo?
Anything else, goes lady?
Just like interesting facts that Cape Town was voted the best city in the world by Time Out magazine.
Ish, are we going to rejoice that, man? Because now it means they're all coming.
They're all coming. Ish, yeah.
They've already started.
Yeah.
Hey, they've already started.
They found us.
They found us.
In the world. How does Cape Town make it to the world, guys? They forgot about Spain, more France.
No, but Cape Town's beautiful, man.
I think it's the. Yeah.
It
Cape
is.
Town's gorgeous.
You think all these other countries are beautiful?
They are, but we have everything. You know what I mean? Whatever you weather, want, you can find in Cape Town.
Exactly. The weather as well. And just the beauty, man. Like Table Mountain, and then there's restaurants there. So, like, if you experience the best of the best that Cape Town has to offer, because a lot of people go to Cape Town, but not everyone gets to go to, like, the Apostles. What is it? 12 Apostles and all these, like, really world-class places there. So I can believe that. Even the weather, food.
Or that drive with the view.
Yes, exactly. Yes. Oh, that drive is amazing, man. Jesus, beautiful.
I don't know if you guys saw this, but Pep Guardiola, he has finalized his divorce. Reports say he lost his biggest mansion in Manchester and half his wealth, with most of his properties now going to his wife and children. His wife claimed Pep was too focused on football and didn't have time for the family.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
I can't believe that, man. Pep is very obsessive with football. You could see.
It makes sense why you guys have been losing this season.
And also, now it gets me thinking, the scratches and stuff, could have gotten that from home? Or
what scratches?
Remember when he had scratches and then he said, yeah, he's been hurting himself.
No, you're reaching now, man. You're reaching. You think that's from home?
I don't know.
Yeah.
Oh, what if... Hey, but we'll see. You know, in this day and age, what if the players know something and they've been silently protesting against him and not giving it their all?
What does that have to do with the divorce?
No, but like, you know, maybe they know some details of the happenings of the relationship. I don't know. You know? Well, actually, I thought that at first before you came up now with the facts.
Yeah.
But the fact is, he's maybe too focused on football. But I think that does have something to do with how Man City have been performing. But then again, it's surprising. Why now? Because the guy has been obsessed with football.
And he's been married for 30 years.
Yeah, he's been doing the same thing he's been doing at Bayern, everywhere else, where he's just, his focus at Barcelona has just been football. Unless Conor Munyaga,
I doubt it, man. You know, this thing's happened because with successful people, dude, you got to be anal about what you do in order to be successful. That's why Pep is so successful, dog. You can see he eats, breathes soccer. You know what I mean? It consumes him. And I actually had to go to therapy for the same thing because my job was consuming me so much that I didn't have time for family and stuff. So you got to find a balance, bro. It's difficult, but you have to find a balance.
Yeah, true.
Because when you're chasing success, you'll do anything. You know what I mean? And a lot of things take the back seat, and family being one of them.
And also, you may find maybe there was an agreement. You know, like Tom Brady, the American guy who plays football?
Yeah.
Because him and the ex-wife, she had said that, okay, you've dedicated this much of your life and you've done well for the family, but can you please, like, can we agree that you're going to quit at this season, this year? Mm. And then the nigga was like, yeah. Then he came back from retirement. And then the relationship obviously collapsed. You may find it's that as well.
Yeah.
She was like, listen, I know it's a passion, but I'll give you this much and then let's have some family time.
Mm.
You may find, because he did like renew his contract not so long ago. Mm. And maybe it's that as well.
Because that's why Sir Alex stopped coaching. You know that, right?
Oh, for real?
Because the wife wanted to spend more time with him.
Yeah, and you can imagine, bro, she was selfless because for how many years was he coaching that guy? Like decades.
Mm.
And, you know, you're not at home the bulk of the week. You're not living where you want to live because of the team is here. So it's understandable, man.
But my thing is, Ghost Lady, why do you guys do that, man? You want nice things, but when we're working, you're like, I want you home. What the fuck? What must happen?
Guys, it's attention. Good question.
Huh?
It's attention.
Nah, attention can't pay the bills, man.
But you want your man... I am nine.
While we are nighing each other. You have to, guys, it's attention. And obviously, yes, sometimes as a woman, you have to be understanding. Like sometimes, yes, the guy is working and you can't get all the attention. for him to for you to get what you desire and the support and the provision that you obviously want in this marriage. He needs to go to work. So yeah, but then sometimes it's just that we feel like actually maybe others are getting all the attention. So it's like, you know, you work from 9 to 5, and then why are you only arriving at 10 o'clock? You get what I mean? Mm. That's where the question now is, like. Something is not calculating.
Yeah, but with Pep, something like soccer, it's 24 hours, man.
He's always on the job. Even if it's home, he's
thinking of tactics.
No, that's when you must learn to switch off.
That's the balance.
Yes, that's the balancing. So it's like, you know that you occupy yourself and work when you're on the field, when you... It's put structure around your life.
Remember when we were interviewing Benny, he said that he'll be chilling, having dinner, and then he'll take the spoons and start thinking
formation.
You know what I mean?
Did you eventually find the balance? Are things better now?
Yes. So what I do, I intentionally turn off.
What would you do?
Huh?
In your situation, what would happen to you?
So what would happen is that... So for example, me and my wife would have an argument, right? Mm-hmm. So she's like shitting on me and she's passionate and she's like, you don't do this, you don't do whatever. And then when she's done, I'll be like, oh fuck, that's good content.
But that's what makes you, bro.
Don't motivate yourself.
No, that's what makes him brilliant.
Don't motivate him.
So it was hard for me to be present in the moment, you know. I'm just thinking
content. Yeah. But that's what makes him him.
No.
That's what makes Mac. Everything is content. And therefore he's unfiltered. Does this thing like talk about his wife?
You are encouraging the BS. No.
Bring it on, dog. Don't switch off, man.
That's where the balancing. You have to say, okay, all right. Correct what she's saying. Listening to your spouse.
Mm.
What is it that they want? Because sometimes it's just about listening to each other. It's
so now what
not
I do, I don't
bad.
Say it to her. She'll just hear it when I say it on the show.
MacGyver.
Mine is getting turned off. I trust my nigga. Don't switch off for
what? Balancing. You still address what she says she wants, right?
Yeah.
And then
you just agree, man. Happy wife,
exactly.
Happy life. Yeah.
Now, that's not also a good thing. I've heard that term. That term, happy wife, happy watch. We should not encourage it. That's too much thing.
It's the best.
No.
You don't want stress. You'll never win, bro. You'll never win.
It depends on what in what degree.
Mm.
Because remember that you are just arguing about small things. But then other times people are arguing about massive, like probably really hectic things that are affecting their household. And then they want to use that term. And it's like, that's... You know, so we can't just use that term and say happy wife, happy everything. Also, your happiness matters as the man.
Oh, it doesn't.
You're happy, Meg.
Please, ghost lady. Let's be honest.
Your happiness matters.
We don't matter.
Your happiness matters too.
I wish.
So that's the thing. You men never want to speak about your guy's happiness.
We speak. It falls on deaf ears.
You'd know because you are hurt.
It's a woman's world now.
It's a woman's world.
That just means your woman gives you all the happiness. So you're so happy. Then now you want to make it seem like as if you are just making her happy. No, you're also getting all the happiness.
How's it going in your side, man? The single life. I wish maybe, you know.
I'm not single.
I wish maybe.
I'm not single. Yeah. So do you struggle from that? The Pep syndrome.
Nah, because I don't like... Okay, I live with my ex. I don't live with my woman. So even if I'm always working, I'm always by myself. Mm. Up until maybe we live together, it might be a problem.
So with the ex, it wasn't a problem?
It was.
Okay, for real?
Yeah. Because she'd always want me to sit with her, be by her side.
Yeah.
And for me, I'm the kind of person where if we're in the house together, I can be in my own place, my own corner, my man cave. It's not a problem.
Yes.
I see, Louis.
Yes.
Because 3 hours, I see, Louis. Like, you know what I mean? I'm home, you know? If I'm like, give me my space, I'm happy.
Damn, you're mine.
I'm not going anywhere. I'm yours. I'm not going anywhere.
You got a man cave? Damn.
No, like my studio is like my man cave, you know, okay. Where I can watch. Sometimes I want to watch something that you're not watching. You know what I mean? I want to then sit in the studio, watch something. I may not necessarily be working sometimes, you know what I mean? But like, hey man, dude, swa sonke, slaga sonke, mele khale sonke, mele tele, oh,
yes.
All these lies, who pays them? Yeah?
It's your sebenza. Your sebenza come back.
No, but with our lives and our kind of work, you are sebenza single also. Oh. You know, so that's the problem.
And if you
I
don't
have.
Go out, you don't make money. If you don't go out.
Yes, exactly. Mm. And you guys want nice things as well. So yeah. It's very difficult. And it's double standards when you also then demand that attention, demand the time when oaks are working.
But do you think you guys are not vocal on what makes you happy?
Nah, man, what's simple, man?
No, don't say that.
Sometimes what makes us happy is going to make you unhappy.
For instance?
Yeah. Niggas know what makes them happy, what makes them truly happy. You know, and when you're a smart woman, you will know what makes your man truly happy.
If you
and you allow him. You didn't say that.
Why are you saying that?
And a good woman allows her nigga to be happy, knows what makes. You know, you know which number to call and say, who means hey? Yeah. Why is he not happy? Yeah. You know what makes us happy. So that's why men don't talk about things that make them happy. Because, you know, it'd be like, oh shit, okay. It's going to disturb the peace, England, if we say what
man,
we truly
want.
How's
it like for you 2000, Zile? Eh? Have you crossed that path yet? Or are you still trying to find the one?
It's difficult, man. All I want to tell you guys is it's difficult. More than you guys. I feel like you guys, at least your girls, are matured. So these days you meet someone and they portray themselves as this beautiful person, eh? Only for you to take them to Zouk and they're like, oh, Zile, you're also there, man. Like, you get so confused. And the term of happiness, it happens to me every time. Because now I'm like a pep. So I always want to create. I'm like, yo, I can't wait to say this on Spreading Humor. And you find out, your girl will tell you, so when are you gonna spend time with me? When are you gonna, like, yeah. Like, so mana we mahani, mana there's a lot of podcasts out there. In fact, we didn't even win podcast of the year. You know, you know, I need to think. To a point out, sometimes she just takes my phone and hides it. Not because I'm chatting with people. I'll be on like the Spreading Humor page. Yeah, I'm like, yeah. I should have not said this. Okay, maybe next time I say it.
Yeah.
Yo, let me see what I can change. And sometimes I'm just I think I'm obsessed with my work.
Yeah.
And that's my problem. And every time you bring someone in, they're like, yum. My next time they want a weave, man.
Yeah, exactly.
That's the problem. What am I gonna buy with likes? I can't buy with likes.
Ladies, until, you stop that, man.
I don't know. And also, so you made a valid point. We can't say our happiness, man. Titi once said, or women are like a thieves of happiness. Like, once you get happy, like, women will be there, man. So you're happy. What makes you happy like this? Why is it not me, you know? So it's very important. I always, like, I don't watch soccer anymore. I always say, I love soccer. And I'll be like, let me miss this match for you, even though I don't care about, like, watching the soccer. So, yeah, man. Don't ever be honest about what makes you happy.
Did I tell you that story? That's how I got caught cheating with my ex.
Well, what happened?
No, I came back home and I was too excited. I was too excited.
They're like, nah. He loves podcasting, not like this, though. Not like this.
No.
I was too happy.
Man, soon I'm going to work. I'm going to happy. He's been happy. Soon.
Anyway, my dog, what else you want to talk about, yeah, Penduka?
Dude, I came across... Are you a fan of comics?
Yeah, I love comics, man.
Yeah, it's so crazy. We live in such a woke world, right? So I found out there was this comic DC created from South Africa, Humor Goblin.
Okay.
In the 80s, the guy's a vampire created by white supremacists, and he's got AIDS. to wipe out black people, and even infected some superheroes as well. But it discontinued. The guy, they killed him off, then he died because of AIDS under police custody.
Is this on
how
on,
dope
as a
would
comic
that be?
Or yeah. A real person?
Oh, shit, I thought you were talking about comedians as comics.
No, DC Comics.
Oh,
it was a superhero.
Oh, I'm
with
not
AIDS
into that.
And
no,
oh,
no.
You're not.
Yeah, no,
I found that so fucking crazy. And these days, I mean, there'd obviously be an outrage and all that. But for pure entertainment, I would watch it. Yeah, I just thought I'd share. Yeah. It's like a super villain with AIDS, and he goes around around biting people. And white people are like, yo, whoever's not white, you come across, bite the person. And I don't know why they killed it all.
Yes, I came
across and I found it so fucking fascinating.
Oh, man, that's too close to home, I guess.
Because
you know that happened for real during apartheid.
Wait, what happened?
They were ingesting people with AIDS, like black people.
For real?
Yeah, there's a documentary. There's a white guy, I forgot his name, just Google there. In a documentary, he said it. Like during apartheid, they were infecting black people with AIDS intentionally.
Jesus.
Yeah.
Christ.
Yeah.
Didn't know that.
Yeah, you must check it out. It's I forgot which documentary I was watching.
So how?
So he was like a secret
agent. Were they doing it
secretly
in hospitals and clinics?
Yeah.
Or when we're like going to vaccinate, you know, we all have that thing.
It was in hospitals and clinics.
I see. Oh shit, that is crazy.
Please Google that, man. But it's wild. There's some other crazy shit that was happening.
Dude?
Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
Bro, if you were to sit down and just look at the history of this country, there's so much to unpack, bro. Mm.
Yeah.
So much we
don't
know.
Depressing stuff.
It is depressing stuff, yeah.
A lot of the times, depressing stuff. And you always ask yourself, like, what's been saying Nabongamla, you know? When you always watch these historical, like, true things that actually happened, and all just because of your black. It's just insane, man.
Mm.
Not warranted whatsoever.
The Truth Commission, there was also just...
Yeah, those things are the worst.
Did you guys see there was a 35-year-old man who's behind bars following a crackdown on child pornography?
I heard in Midrand!
Yeah, 10 million images and videos were found at a house in Midrand. He thought he could get away with a minor offense, eh?
Imagine. Sis.
But it's 2025, dog. Why has he got videos, bro? There's the internet. Why do you have videos? Why are you keeping that shit, bro?
Hey, man, why are you indulging in child porn?
I'm just saying, like, why does he have 10 million videos?
Nah, for me, my thing is, bro, like, when you start to have an urge, and this goes to anyone, when you start to have an urge of like really funny things, and some are now illegal, you know, like now you find kids attractive, why don't you just seek help? You know, like when you fantasize about killing people or slitting people's wrists and doing all sorts of illegal things, seek help, because there's only one way that's going to end, especially if you don't speak about it, you don't seek help. And you may actually go find help and they will tell you that, oh, you're not the only one. And it's, you know, you still can get helped, because maybe it's a sickness. And sometimes if you're wired like that, okay, I get it, but also seek help, because you realize that, yo, dude, you shouldn't be finding kids.
Dude, how do you get aroused by watching child porn, man?
Clearly,
that's
it's a sickness.
But
how do you get aroused by a child? That's a sickness.
Isn't the issue also pornography making those lines blur?
Wait.
Because you get categories of like mom and son, or something, teenage daughter and father, whatever. So those makes just lines blur, and then it's like, now someone is you. It's a 26-year-old but posing as a 15-year-old. You understand? With an older man, but the category is teenage daughter or stepdaughter, something like that. Doesn't pornography also makes these things that it makes the line so blur that now you're having an interest in a 15-year-old, although the porn star is technically 22.
Yeah, it's the fantasy that she's underage.
So now, but at the end of the day, they did say teenage daughter.
When did we go past secretary gets banged?
Man.
No.
I've never wanted to see mom and son, you know, or.
But I'm just saying, those are categories that follow between secretary and boss. So it will be like, oh, once you're done and that has given you pleasure, let me just see what's next. Let me check out mom and.
Or the producer gets banged.
What producer? What show? What show? What show are they producing? What show? What show are they producing? What's the genre? Is it lesbian? Is it, what is this? Gangbang?
Dudu, you had the thing, yes?
Yes, the doctor's name is Dr. Wouter Basson, and the name of the documentary is called Cold Case Hammarskjöld.
So he did say that?
Yes, he did do it.
He did do it?
Yeah.
Can you read that article, please? Let's get some more info.
Wasn't he called the Angel of Death or something?
Yes.
Wouter Basson.
Yes, you're right.
So in a shocking confession made on camera in a new documentary released that month, a former member of South Africa's apartheid-era intelligence services says that the AIDS virus and other diseases were deliberately spread among the population in an effort to kill off as many blacks as possible.
So that DC comic is from this. Dr. Death, and Dr. Death was his nickname. Oh, fuck.
How
and
evil,
isn't
dog.
He free? I think he's a free man now, and because he was at the TRC as well, wasn't he? Who voted the person?
Don't know about
that's
that.
Nuts, eh?
Yeah. Hey, these people are evil.
Yeah, bro.
Zila, what's your go-to category in porn? Ah, Zila.
No, we'll listen without charge.
We'll
listen without charge.
So you've never watched porn? You've never? You're spreading rumors here.
Oh.
You're spreading lies.
All right, cool, man. Anything else for dog?
Nah.
Ghost lady?
I don't know how you guys feel about President Ramaphosa, our president, not being invited to the inauguration here, Trump. Are you guys feeling like, hey, there's something, hey, South Africa, what have we done? Or it's like, ah, man, sometimes you get invited, sometimes you don't. Maybe your invitation got lost on the post. Hey, is it okay or should we be worried? Like, hey.
We should be worried.
Hey, no, we shouldn't be worried.
And remember, we took Israel to court. And remember, like, Israel and America are like siblings, you know? So also there's that as well. And then, I don't know.
The war is over, so I can't even, you must forgive then. It's over. It's fine.
Well, but we stood with Palestine, which was the right thing to do, truth be told.
Yes.
So we may be getting punished for that as well. Never know.
Was invited with the Joe Biden one administration?
Yes.
Oh, he was?
He was there.
Ooh, okay, maybe there's something into that.
Yeah, it's crazy. We'll see, though, what happens to Agoa and all those
Let's call Machova, Because let's call Machova.
Let's call Buseni.
Buseni, do you think he'll answer?
Yeah. Let's soften him up a bit, you know?
Okay, Buseni.
Let's call him Buseni, actually.
I doubt he'll answer.
Let's change it a bit. No, we just want his expertise as a political...
As a political...
A PhD holder.
Yeah.
I dropped him a text after he got fired. He blue-ticked me.
He resigned, man. He didn't get fired.
You deserve it, that's why... It's not going through. Okay, let me try on WhatsApp. What's he doing now? Has he said anything?
I'm not sure. So he's still a member. So now he's a member of EFF still.
He's still a member.
He's just resigned as a
parliamentary.
Just like Zuma's still a member of EFF.
Nah, he got expelled.
No, he's still a member.
He's fighting it. Nah.
Oh, Zuma, he's expelled.
Yeah, Zuma was expelled, but he's fighting the expulsion.
Ah, no, he's not answering.
Ah, let's call Machova then, man.
Okay, it's ringing. Let's see. Ah, he's hanging. Okay.
Ah, they play games, man. Why doesn't he just leave the whole thing?
You think he'll start his own party?
Nah, I don't think so.
Probably go to MK, no?
It's not going to work. Maybe. But I feel like, man, I feel like I don't get why these politicians always
Hey, comrade!
How are you doing, comrade?
Good, man. You're live on Podcast and Chill. Saul Penduka is here. Comrade! Lady is here. Comrade.
How are you, what? Sir?
Yeah, you're alive. You're alive. Happy New Year. comrade, we wanted to ask you, so our president is not invited to Trump's inauguration. Is that a cause for concern?
Yeah, should we read anything?
Is that a cause for concern?
Should we read anything into that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, ideally, we would want him to go there because South Africa is now chairing the G20. But also, South Africa is an important market for anyone who wants to come to Africa. At least we want to be seen to be that. You know, we want America to continue to see us in that light. As you know, recently there's been investment in companies like Walmart, South African companies like Game, Macro, and all of those have become now American owned by an American company. We want South Africa to be seen to be a destination for investment. I think it's important. We want our president.
Wait, comrade. Comrade, we're losing you a bit there. The network is terrible. Can you try am I on loudspeaker or something?
Oh, okay. Okay. How's that, comrade?
Ah, much better. Let's start again. Yes. So I'm going to say you're live on podcast and you must do what again? Okay. No, I'm kidding. Continue. As you're saying, please start from the beginning, comrade. Yes.
Yeah, in an ideal world, comrade, you would want to have the South African government invited in this particular situation. That is the president representing us. Why? Because South Africa is now chairing the G20, you know, and after this, we will hand over to America. We expect President Trump to come to South Africa as well, host of the G20. The relations between the two countries are very, very important. But also for American investment and businesses that side, South Africa is a gateway to the continent of Africa. It's very, very important, you know. So it is worrisome in terms of how seriously we are being taken in the States and whether we can find a way of managing this situation. We could be reading too much into it, but this is not a good start.
Yeah, but we did see the president with Elon Musk. I thought maybe that was a good light, you know, to show that relationships are still strong.
Yeah, Elon Musk, being a South African boy, you know, we would like to have some of the innovative things that he has brought about. You know, we've got major issues with connectivity in South Africa. As you know, when you improve connectivity, especially in black towns, in black schools and all of those things, it changes everything. You know, access to internet changes everything in the information age. It's like having electricity in a rural area where there was no electricity. It immediately changes the way of life. So we want to have that. One of the big problems in Africa is the cost of connectivity. Data is very expensive, you know, if you're outside of your Wi-Fi zone and all of that, you know. So good relations with Elon Musk really can benefit us. Hopefully we'll put in a good word, like I say, with Trump. I mean, there's so much that's going on between South Africa and America. There's this thing called AGOA that some Republicans have been trying to get South Africa to be kicked out of AGOA for its support for Palestine instead of Israel, etc. So there's so much that we need to iron out.
Yeah.
Obviously, like I said, there's huge investment by American companies, Ford and them. I in South Africa and have been in South Africa for a long time. There have been all sorts of diplomatic issues, even with the previous ambassador to South Africa from America.
There have been issues
that had to be ironed out, you know, between the two countries. So in the next few months, we would like to see President Ramaphosa really improving relations with America. We desperately need investments. If you're looking at the pool of unemployment in South Africa, it's massive. We can't get out of this mess on our own.
Zukile, I think I've got a question, right? Between our relationship with America and between our allegiance and alignment with Russia, China, obviously in BRICS, where is our bread buttered? Which of these two relationships benefits South Africa the most? Because I feel like it's getting to a place where America may punish us for our alignment, you know, with other big forces such as China and Russia. And maybe that's why we're starting to see things like these where there's a bit of friction in the relationship. What benefits us as a country more, our alignment with America or BRICS?
Over the last 15 years, there has been a significant shift in terms of our alignment. China today is our biggest trading partner. So that's the first part. Now, there might not be, I don't see a direct punishment of South Africa from America, but what we are looking at is a trade war between China and America. And that trade war would affect us in a big way as an emerging economy, and with China becoming a major partner of South Africa. So indirectly, we should be very concerned. Mm. If these two powerhouses go to war, it's what they normally say, two elephants fight, it's a grass that suffers.
Do you agree? You are married. You're happily married, ne, comrade?
Yeah.
Do you agree? Happy wife, happy life?
Absolutely.
I know. Thank you, comrade. No. So in closing, do you think if Trump doesn't come to the G20, now it's war now?
No. Not at all. It's unlikely that he will not come, because it's an official handover, you see. And then 2026, America will chair the G20. So between the two countries, there's still going to be a lot of meetings, including ministers and all of that. There's going to be a lot of work that's going to be done between the two countries over the next 12 months.
Thank you, comrade. Appreciate you so much.
Thank you.
Shabkom.
That's Zugile, our political analyst. Hey, can you imagine if Elon Musk had like black parents?
Oh.
And they're asking, what do you want to do in life? I want to go to Mars. They tell him he's crazy, bro.
Think about it, bro.
You couldn't even say you want to be entertainment to black parents, bro.
Nah.
Now you want to go to Mars, bro.
I guess what Elon Musk are there for us as new parents, so that we do better. We're able to listen to our kids better.
No,
with your kids. Okay, if your kids say he wants to go to Mars, I'm sure right now, Mac, you will be encouraging it.
Yeah, but I'm just saying, imagine our parents. Yeah.
During his generation,
yeah.
If he was, you know, born
our parents
into black
had trauma,
family.
I don't think
he said it then.
Do you know, I had to hide for years that I want to be a DJ. I couldn't say it to my family. Because they wanted me to be accountant and shit.
I remember like when I started working at YFM, and my aunt and uncle thought it's a hobby, you know? They were like, how's that thing of yours coming along? And now I'm like, yo, I'm doing the breakfast show. And they still thought it was like a hobby. Yeah, like, it's going to get a real job sometime, one day. How's that thing of yours? How's that program of yours going along, you know? And it's like, yo, bro, it's a job. It's a real job.
Like, I'm very ashamed to tell my parents or anyone, like, just family, of what I do. Like, I can't.
Ashamed?
Guys. I can't. Like, where do I start?
Yeah, let's start. What do you do?
Exactly. That's the problem. Like, what? I can't, guys. This is a hobby.
Anyway, man, if you've tuned in this far, we appreciate you guys, man. This is Podcast and Jill. We out of here. Boom.
Bye.
Wednesday.